This is Week in Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Apple confirmed this week that it plans to buy Beats by Dre for $3 billion, one of the largest acquisitions in its history. But Beats Electronics is not known for making the greatest headphones. So what's in it for Apple? Well, they get a music mogul, Jimmy Iovine, and a popular streaming service. And as NPR's Sam Sanders reports, Apple also wants to get into the smart headphones business.
First, there was Apple with those little white earbuds.
One, two, three, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Then came Beats by Dre. Beats by Dre changed the headphone game almost overnight. They're flashy, cool, a fashion statement. As one critic said, the Air Jordans of headwear. But most reviewers say Beats headphones aren't actually that good.
Every time I've listened to them, I think, oh, right, I really don't like these.
Whitson Gordon is the editor-in-chief of Lifehacker. He's reviewed Beats headphones for the site. And he says they make everything sound like live music. In a bad way.
Yeah, it's almost like when you go to a concert and you're standing too close to the speakers and you're just hearing this booming noise and sometimes you can't even tell what their song they're playing and you can't hear the mids and the highs. That's what listening to Beats is like for me.
So if not for the audio fidelity, why would Apple spend $3 billion for this technology?
Apple has a great deal of interest in putting sensors of various types in headphones and making headphones smart.
That's Tyle Hertzen of the audio review website innerfidelity.com. He says Apple's not really concerned with making the best sound in headphones. They're trying to make smart headphones, headphones that can monitor a lot about you.
Temperature, pulse, perspiration, sensors for athletic tracking applications, position sensing so that they can tell when your head is moving.
Earlier this year, the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office gave Apple a patent for a sports monitoring system for headphones. The patent says the devices would also be able to tell when the user is speaking or know if the headphones are in your ears or not. Dan Frakes of Macworld says it's much easier for Apple to integrate that new technology with a company like Beats, which already has a big headphone infrastructure, than for Apple to build that up from scratch.
They just sort of accelerated their process from a logistical standpoint because now they've got the resources to design and produce something.
Big companies like Intel and LG already have smart headphone prototypes that they've been showing off at tech shows. And small companies and startups are in the game as well. One European company named Braggy just finished a successful Kickstarter campaign to fund what they call the Dash. The headphones are already in pre-order. Jim Neinsling runs Braggy's U.S. operation. Neinsling says ultimately, smart headphones won't just monitor things like heart rate. They'll actually be able to tell what you're doing.
You don't have to tell it that you're biking. It knows. You don't have to tell it you're swimming. It knows by your body movements.
Braggy's Kickstarter campaign raised over $3 million. Neinsling says people know that smart headphones and other, quote, wearable technology, like those bracelets that monitor your sleep patterns, are going to be big.
A lot of different people that are speculating that the wearables industry will exceed $30 billion. I've heard estimates as high as $50 billion in sales revenues by 2018.
If Apple wants to, it shouldn't be that hard for the company to grab a big chunk of that pie. Besides their dominant market share, Apple has a loyal, even rabid, customer base. So if Apple and Beats by Dre decide headphones that tell you how fast your heart beats or how good a runner you are cool, chances are lots of people will probably believe them. Sam Sanders, NPR News.